American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Let's begin. In the small rural community of Eden Valley, Jack Harper, a 40-year-old local mechanic known for his late-night drives to clear his mind, set off on his usual route along the old forest road. Jack, a stoic man with a rugged exterior honed by years of physical labor, was a familiar sight in his old pickup truck, driving through the night. On this particular night, under a blanket of stars, Jack's peaceful drive was interrupted by a startling sight. A shadowy figure appeared in the middle of the road, causing him to swerve sharply and come to a skidding halt. Heart pounding, Jack peered into the darkness, but the figure had vanished. Dismissing it as a trick of the light or perhaps a deer, Jack continued his journey. But a few miles down the road, the figure reappeared, this time closer, its features more distinct but still shrouded in darkness. Again, Jack swerved, his mind racing to make sense of the apparitions. The encounters grew more frequent and more disturbing. Each time the figure appeared, it became more aggressive, lunging towards the truck as if to attack, then disappearing just as quickly. Its form was human-like but grotesquely twisted, with elongated limbs and a gaunt, faceless head. Panic set in as Jack realized he was being pursued by this entity. He pushed the truck faster, the engine roaring through the silent night. The forest road, once a source of solace, now felt like a menacing trap. In a desperate attempt to escape, Jack took a sharp turn onto a less traveled path. The figure followed, its movements unnaturally swift and jerky. The dense trees cast deep shadows across the road, creating a disorienting, almost hallucinatory effect. As Jack's fear escalated, the figure began to appear inside the truck. It would materialize in the passenger seat, just within the corner of his eye, then vanish when he turned to look. Its presence was suffocating, filling the truck with a cold, oppressive air. In a final terrifying encounter, Jack saw the figure standing in the road ahead, its arms outstretched as if to block his passage. He slammed on the brakes, but it was too late. The truck collided with the figure, but instead of an impact, it dissipated into a cloud of dark mist that enveloped the vehicle. In the story's harrowing climax, the mist seeped into the truck, the shadows twisting and writhing around Jack. He heard whispers, dozens of voices speaking in unison, their words indecipherable but filled with malice. Jack's screams were drowned out by the cacophony of whispers as the shadows converged on him. The last thing he saw was the figure's face materializing in the mist, its features a nightmare of contorted, inhuman expressions. The following morning, Jack's truck was found abandoned on the forest road, the doors wide open, the interior covered in frost. Jack Harper was nowhere to be found, his fate a mystery that would haunt Eden Valley for years to come.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's begin.
In the sprawling city of Harrogate, Emily Clark, a 33-year-old late-night radio DJ known for her soothing voice and love of eerie tales, finished her shift at the radio station. Emily, with her sharp wit and an open mind to the supernatural, often drove through the city's empty streets to unwind after work. This particular night, as Emily navigated the quiet, dimly lit streets of Harrogate, she felt a strange unease. The city, usually familiar and comforting in its nocturnal stillness, felt different. The shadows seemed deeper, and a sense of anticipation hung in the air. As she drove, Emily heard a faint rustling sound from the back seat of her car. Thinking she had left some papers there, she paid it little mind. But the rustling grew louder, accompanied by a soft, indistinct whispering. A cold breeze wafted through the car, though all the windows were closed. Unsettled, Emily pulled over and checked the back seat, but it was empty. Shrugging off the feeling, she resumed driving, attributing the experience to her tired mind. However, the strange occurrences continued. Objects in her car moved seemingly on their own, her water bottle rolling to the front, her sunglasses shifting position. The car's temperature fluctuated inexplicably, and the radio flickered between stations, settling on static. Emily's unease grew into fear when she glimpsed a shadowy figure in her rearview mirror. It was a fleeting image, the outline of a person sitting in the back seat, gone when she looked again. Her heart raced. She knew she was not alone in the car. The unseen passenger made its presence increasingly known. The whispers became more coherent, murmuring her name, and the sensation of being watched was constant. Emily felt a growing dread, realizing that whatever was in her car with her was not benevolent. In a bid to understand her situation, Emily remembered a story she had discussed on her show, a tale of a phantom hitchhiker who haunted the very road she was on, seeking a ride to an unknown destination. Determined to rid herself of this entity, Emily spoke to it, asking what it wanted. In response, the car filled with a deep, resonant voice that seemed to come from all around her, demanding to be taken to where it began. Driven by a mixture of fear and a desire to end this nightmare, Emily followed the entity's whispered directions, leading her to an old, abandoned part of Harrogate, far from the city's lights. As she reached a decrepit, forgotten street, the car came to a sudden, uncontrolled stop. The doors locked, trapping Emily inside. The temperature plummeted, her breath visible in the air. The backseat shadows coalesced into a more defined figure, a gaunt, spectral form with hollow eyes fixated on her. In the story's terrifying climax, the entity revealed its true nature, a lost soul, tormented and vengeful, seeking retribution for a past wrong. It reached for Emily, its touch icy and suffocating, pulling her into its world of shadows and despair. The next morning, Emily's car was found abandoned, the doors wide open, the interior cold as ice. Emily Clark was nowhere to be found, her fate a chilling mystery that would haunt the streets of Harrogate.
Let's begin.
Thomas Grant, a 42-year-old architect with a passion for exploring abandoned structures, had heard rumors of a mysterious bridge in the dense forests near the town of Eldridge. This bridge, known as the Bridge to Nowhere, was said to appear only on foggy nights and lead to an unknown, sinister destination. Thomas, a logical man with a hint of skepticism, was intrigued and decided to seek out the bridge himself. On a foggy autumn evening, equipped with his camera and flashlight, Thomas ventured into the forest. The air was thick with mist, and the forest seemed to close in around him. After hours of walking, he finally came upon the bridge. It was an old, wrought iron structure, partially overgrown with vines and moss. As he stepped onto it, a chill ran down his spine. The bridge felt unnaturally cold, and the fog seemed to grow denser, obscuring the other side. With each step Thomas took, the bridge seemed to elongate, stretching further into the fog. The scenery around him began to change subtly. The trees appeared older, gnarled and twisted, and the sounds of the forest grew eerily silent. As he continued, Thomas realized the bridge was transforming. The iron turned to ancient weathered stone, and strange symbols appeared along the railings, glowing faintly in the fog. A sense of dread filled him, but his curiosity pushed him forward. The fog enveloped Thomas completely, and he found himself walking in a void, the bridge now a narrow, precarious path. Whispers echoed around him, voices speaking in a language he couldn't understand, filled with sorrow and malice. Thomas tried to turn back, but the path behind him had vanished, swallowed by the fog. He had no choice but to continue forward, into the unknown. The bridge seemed to be alive, responding to his presence. The stones shifted under his feet, and ghostly figures appeared in the fog, reaching out to him with ethereal hands. The whispers grew louder, telling tales of those who had crossed the bridge before him and never returned. In a terrifying climax, the bridge ended abruptly at a cliff overlooking a dark, abyssal chasm. The figures in the fog converged on Thomas, their whispers becoming screams. As he tried to retreat, the bridge crumbled beneath him, and he fell into the chasm. The next morning, the forest was calm. The fog lifted. A search party found Thomas's camera near the edge of a ravine, but there was no bridge, and no sign of Thomas. The camera's last photo showed the bridge, extending into an impenetrable darkness. The story of Thomas Grant and the Bridge to Nowhere became a chilling legend among the locals of Eldridge. They spoke of a bridge that bridged worlds, a path taken by the unwary that led to a fate worse than death.
Thank you for being here when you have so many other options.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.